All right, we're back now with Manchester by the Sea Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald. And first of all, Chief, I know it's a little late, but I do want to offer congratulations on your becoming the new chief.
Thank you very much.
It's well-deserved and well-earned, and I know that well-respected by everyone on Cape Ann. Chief, let's get started. What brought me to, I've been trying to get over there to meet you, and then all of a sudden the world blew up. The first thing I want to start with is the good work of the Manchester by the Sea Police Department. Your staff put out a press release about a week or so ago on its offering to help those in dire need in terms of getting things. How is that program working?
So far, we've only had about two residents call and take advantage of that service. We're here, and I want to just still want to reiterate the message to anyone who, you know, needs to have some medical supplies or groceries or anything. We're here to help you obtain that, and we'll work with you to make sure that that happens.
One of the things I've noticed is that I remember when 9/11 happened, it changed my view of firefighters completely. I had always respected what they do, but it took it to a new level. And now, Chief, I'm seeing the same thing with so many different occupations and vocations, including the police, the fire, grocery workers, DPW workers. This whole aspect has changed. Have you noticed a difference in attitude among people that you see?
Absolutely. People are more willing to help out, work as a team. I can't tell you how many residents have offered, their assistance with things that we need, you know, especially volunteering to help the elderly population with obtaining some of the goods that we, that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. How has staffing changed within the department? Have you had to add, subtract, change hours, or what?
Well, we had a staff meeting this morning with all my sergeants and my lieutenant, and basically I think tomorrow, as of 8 a.m., we're going to go to a seven-day-on, seven-day-off rotation, try to limit the exposure of the staff to the public and limit the people coming in and out of the station. So I think that's a good thing, because if a staff member were to get sick and have to be quarantined, then we have people home and healthy, ready to step in at any time.
What are some of the things, Chief, that you guys might be doing differently in terms of routine? Because obviously everything changes, and I bet you're probably getting some, I don't want to call them strange phone calls, but you're probably getting unique phone calls.
Well, we're getting the everyday business line phone calls. I urge anyone who has questions to either email me or call our regular business line at 978-526-1212, and we'll be able to either direct you to the person that you should be contacting in regards to your question, or we'll be able to help you with that answer.
Mm-hmm.
But moving forward, we're trying to limit the exposure to the public with the officers, just because we're such a small agency. If we have two or three people get sick, then we're going to be operating on crisis mode, and we'll have to draw from our mutual aid partners.
Can you tell me what facilities might be open in Manchester by the Sea?
Well, I know the pharmacy, the grocery stores, the gas stations. Most of the restaurants are still offering takeout at this time. I know one of the local sandwich shops has recently closed, but right now everything is open, I believe, on a limited basis.
All right, and finally, Chief, you have a press release that was posted yesterday by John Guilfoyle's agency about physical distancing and so on, and I should point out that people can get more information on the Manchester by the Sea Police Department website, and maybe you could just tell me a quick way for people to go to that.
Yeah, it'd be www.manchestermapd.com. Everything that we put out through social media will be attached to our website. Also, you need to follow the town's website as well, because they have put out several press releases and several points of information that are helpful to the public.
All right, Chief, anything else you want to mention that I might not have asked?
Nope, that's all. I just thank you for your time, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to address some concerns, but hopefully we all get through this, and we'll looking back on it in a few months and know, that should be the end of it.
Amen. That is Manchester by the Sea Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald.